Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Nicholas Pelota, date of birth 5/28/1996, date of procedures December 20th, 2023. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, Duo, referring physicians, Dr. Amy Williams. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy, cold biopsies. Next line indication is nausea, vomiting, comma, weight loss, comma, diarrhea. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, so it's possible to have missing lesions, such as emergency, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia compared to well lubricated with video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus, and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal lobe, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex was obtained in the cardio. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared to have subtle linear furrowing. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal mid-esophagus for evaluation for EOE. Next line, there was an unremarkable Z-line of 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for evaluation of H. pylori. Next line. There was, upon insertion of the scope into the stomach, there was a good amount of retained clear fluid noted there. This was lavage and suctioned. Period. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to the ecstasies. Next line. Plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. If there is evidence of EOE, we'll need appropriate treatment. Next line, may consider evaluation for gastroparesis given retained fluid, and patient noted that he did not have anything to drink since 9 p.m. the night before, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, patient previously refused colonoscopy given diarrheal symptoms were improving, comma. If diarrhea symptoms are persistent and given change of bowel habits, would recommend colonoscopy for further.